This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on the UN Security Council to seek an early de-escalation of violence between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. He also blamed the United States for the Council's lack of action so far. He expressed support for a two-state solution and said China, which holds the Security Council presidency this month, expects all parties to speak with a unified voice when the Council discusses the conflict later Sunday. Wang said the Security Council should reconfirm a two-state solution and urge Palestinians and Israelis to resume talks on that basis as soon as possible. This comes as at least 33 Palestinians, including 8 children, were killed Sunday in Israeli airstrikes on Gaza, in the worst daily toll since bombardment started almost a week ago, according to local authorities. The health ministry in the blockaded coastal enclave said a total of 181 Palestinians, including 52 children, have perished in the strikes since Israel began pounding the Gaza Strip Monday, after Palestinian Islamists fired rockets towards the Jewish state. In addition, Israeli airstrikes destroyed a high-rise building that was home to the Associated Press's office in the Gaza Strip. The airstrike came despite calls from the news agency to halt the impending attack. AP called the airstrike shocking and horrifying. In his Sunday message, Pope Francis has called for an end to the conflict in Israel and Gaza, saying the deaths of so many innocent people in recent days was unacceptable. He said in a weekly address in St. Peter's Square, quote, "I appeal for calm and for those responsible to end the clamor of weapons and to take the path of peace," end quote.